PCS Conference 2018, members ready to fight to end pain. Azuri Marion Lloyd, PCS National Executive Committee member and PCS Left Unity Chair, personal capacity. At the Union's conference on the 22nd of May, delegates massively voted to proceed to a strike ballot. Delegates called for the Union to be, in effect, placed on a war footing to put an end to a decade of pay misery. Last November, in a consultative pay ballot, the Union gained a 99% vote to reject the pay cap, with 79% willing to take strike action on a 48.8% turnout. This ballot result, within a whisker of the statutory 50% turnout threshold, gives confidence for launching the 18th of June ballot. While the ballot proceeds, negotiations with the Treasury over the Union's demands will be ongoing, as will plans for the necessary action if talks fail. It will be the rank-and-file activists in the PCS groups and branches who will win this ballot. The mobilization of this force is underway. Winning a statutory ballot is not a given, with all the obstacles put in the way by the Tory anti-union legislation. But the UKU and CWU unions have shown it can be done, as have PCS's own members in DWP, Driving Tests, BIS and ACUS. In the conference debate, Socialist Party member Dave Simple summed up the mood. "We need a sober discussion on how to mobilize our members to fight back. But the key question is, are we ready for this fight? The answer is yes, absolutely yes."